Yo, let's jump straight into this. I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. Welcome to the Trust Collab. Let's talk about something right quick. Like, I had this thought that's been running through my head, this question that's been like bouncing around, and I wanted to kind of throw this out there for consumption and maybe some chat or comment on it when I post this. So definitely, if you're listening to this podcast, first of all, again, thank you. And then secondly, engage with me. Like, get into the comment section or get into my DMs on the social media platforms that I post this, or I mean, hell, even here on Anchor, if there's a spot that you could throw those comments, man, like, give me the feedback. I want to hear from you guys. I want to connect and talk. But back to that question that's kind of been rattling around in my head, like, how do you get out from under the weight of who you were or who people think you were supposed to be? You know, when someone points out a natural giftedness about you that you intuitively know that is true, when this is linked to you winning in a situation, you know, that's how you get out from underneath that. Like, get in touch with your natural gifts and use them in your life. Play up to your strengths. This will also kind of help shift your identity so that you can get out from underneath that weight, like I said, of your past or of who you were. That's something that I struggle with, just to be transparent, you know, who I was and what my history is like. But I also struggle with the concept of what people think I'm supposed to be. There are people in my life who have this idea or this notion of what my life is supposed to be like or who I was supposed to be. And sometimes, obviously, everybody finds this out for themselves, but sometimes those two things, who people think we're supposed to be and who we want to be or who we really are not always in alignment. They're not going to always be in alignment, and that's fine. The most important thing is, who do you want to be? Who are you to yourself? Who do you see in your mind that you either wish you were or you're glad you are when you lay your head down at night? So if you're not who you want to be, if you're struggling with that, do things that are going to shift your identity. Get comfortable with people being constructively critical. First of all, be in a constant crisis for yourself personally to get to the next version of yourself. You know, want to know how to get to the next version of yourself. The current version, who you are, is perfect right now. Okay, don't get me wrong, but it will not be sufficient enough for who you're gonna be like next year. If you want a better and a different version of life, an improved life, an increased life than where you are right now, this version of you is inferior to get to that place. If you don't agree with that statement, stop and think about it this way. If it wasn't inferior to get you to that place, you would already be there. And I posted this quote on Facebook or, you know, some of the other social media outlets. And I said, you know, left to our own devices, we are lazy and we don't want to grow. So build habits, build rituals and disciplines that serve you and turn you into a more confident person. My standard is high for myself. Now, let me clarify something. I don't always hit my mark with my standard because obviously I'm not perfect, but I still have that standard there. Just because I'm not hitting that mark doesn't mean that I don't need to be shooting for it. Anybody who works out, anybody who's in the gym or puts in time to develop a craft or to develop a skill set or to do anything to take themselves to the next level, they know that if you want to get there, if you want to be at that performance level that you want to be, you don't lower your standards to where you are so you feel good about yourself when you lay your head on the pillow at night and say, yeah, you know what? I crushed that workout and I hit everything on your goal. If you're crushing your workout consistently, like you're not maxing yourself out or you're not leaving yourself, you know, in a puddle at the gym, then maybe you need to up your game. Maybe your standards aren't high enough. I don't know what your results are that you're looking for, but if you're looking for bigger results and you're not seeing them, then maybe you need to push yourself a little bit more. You know, and the same goes for other areas of your life as well. My standard is high because I don't want it to be left up to my own devices. Remember, if we're left to our own devices, we're lazy and we don't want to grow. That's Slothonomics is as you know, a former colleague of mine used to put it, we have a natural tendency to gravitate to the lazy. We don't want to do things. We don't want to push. That's our comfort zone. But no growth and no exponential things in your life, the ways to get to a better life and a better future and better health and all of that, it doesn't happen in your comfort zone. So get out of it. You got to grow out of that slothonomics, so to speak. Let's talk about mentality for a second. Like, you know, you got to have a different kind of mentality when you begin a task or when you want to level yourself up. You know, we talked earlier about, you know, being left to your own devices and how you beat that. And, you know, one of those things was talking about habits and rituals. You know, build a morning ritual. Be consistent. Be consistent in the structure of your morning ritual. What are the 3 to 5 things that you do in the morning that only you can do that is going to move the needle forward in your day? Not things that other people can do for you, but what are 3 to 5 things that you can do that you can put and implement into your morning that you have total control over that personally for you is going to move that needle forward in your day? These are kind of the mechanics of changing that I'm talking about, guys. You know, make a list the night before, you know, you get ready to implement this. Have your list ready. Don't wait until it's time. Anybody who tells you anything about success or anything about, you know, strategy or game planning long term is you got to have a plan before you execute. So even down into your daily life, put a plan in place. Build that list of whatever the task is that you want to do for that week, or depending on how micro in the management you want to get, what's that task you want to accomplish the next day? Build a list the night before, and then get up, get a shower, check the list, read, get in and get out of the gym, and do this all before 9 a.m. every day. Leverage the pain and the darkness that you have into the positive. Like, what's your environment that you're surrounded in? Your environmental exposure is the number one teacher to you. What you surround yourself with, or where you are in life, or where you are in you know, even sometimes in geographical location, there's a lot to learn around you. Your environmental exposure is one of your number one teachers. And that includes mentorship, that includes the people you associate with, that includes the classes and the organizations that you're involved in, or the things that you're taking, the things you're reading, listening to this podcast even. I mean, just, this is your environment. It can be your number one teacher. Find out, you know, the successful people that you want to model, and then get in their environment. You have to be hungry enough to deal with that kind of pain that comes with sacrificing some things, or putting aside some things, or temporarily delaying some things, or rearranging your schedule and getting out of your comfort zone. You gotta have enough hunger to deal with that pain and come out of the other side with the scars. Because guys, the scar tissue that you get when you're going through these rough stuff, when these rough times or these difficult things or these battles, when you fall or you fail, it hurts. You get scraped up, you get banged up in learning how to ride a bike. When you fall, it hurts. In learning how to rock climb, or in learning how to build a business and scale up, sometimes it hurts. You know, it may not be a physical hurt. It may be a mental hurt. It may be a stress. You may get burned in a partnership, or burned in an opportunity that you take, or you may learn a hard lesson when you risk too much, or you over-leverage an account, for example, with trading. That's one of the things that we see a lot in my industry. But here's the thing. Out of that pain on the other side, you come out with these scars. And that scar tissue is infinite times more resilient than regular tissue. Don't be afraid to build up the scars. Don't be afraid to build up the scar tissue, because that's going to be the tough skin, so to speak, that gets you through to the other side. You need to have a fighter jet mentality versus a crop duster mentality. You don't want to disappoint yourself. So stop running into something unprepared, you know, or half-assing something, or going into something meek and mannered. This is your life. Get aggressive about your life. Stop getting defanged and getting neutered in life. You need to let the claws and the fangs grow and take the risks and become relentlessly obsessed and aggressive in pursuing and achieving an outcome in the face of all adversity. Dude, be a fucking fighter jet. The snooze button is for crop dusting losers. Go to battle every single day with your life. It is hard. It is difficult, but you know what else is harder? Not achieving, not growing, not learning, not succeeding. Being in the same place that you are right now, next year. That's hard. Malcolm X said that that which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. Over time, we will eventually minimize where we are in life. What you think you're worth and what you are going to tolerate is what you will bring into your life. You need to let yourself feel that pain and become a driving force to take action. And stop looking at this like, I'll be happy when. I hate that statement. And you should too, honestly. People who say, I'll be happy when, blah, 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 this, that, or the other. You need to live in a state of blissful dissatisfaction, okay? Never really be content with who you are. Always be growing. But you need to realize that happiness is not a destination. It's a choice. It's a choice. There's no correlation between how great something feels and the lack of desire for the next reward. We're not gonna lose our dissatisfaction. So stop cheating yourself out of the celebration of the wins. That causes you to stay hungry, and to an extent that can be okay, but sometimes you gotta get fed. Otherwise you're not gonna make it to the next mountain peak in your journey. Otherwise you're not gonna make it to the next level, the next leg of leveling up. You gotta feed yourself. I mean, anybody who's ever run a marathon, anybody who's ever done anything distance or perseverance-wise, they're gonna tell you at some point in time, you've gotta refuel. At some point in time, you've got to satisfy a little bit of that hunger. You don't have to get like freaking full at the table, but you gotta replenish. You gotta put back in. And sometimes in our life, that happiness that we can take right now is that fuel. That's that feeding. And that's what's gonna take us and help us get to the next level. So don't always stay so hungry. Feed yourself just a little bit. Be grateful and blissful in where you are right now. And this is what people mean by enjoy the journey. You are already beating 97% of the population if you're in a position or you've taken a stance and taken action to daily step out and do above and beyond to push the needle forward in your life and to create areas of opportunity or to chase opportunity in your life for success. Give yourself that pride. Give yourself that pat on the back, you know, and recognize that you are doing that. And enjoy this process. Enjoy this journey, because it could be a lot worse. You know, you could be, you could still be asleep. You know, you could still be fat. If you're looking to lose weight and you're hitting the gym, you could still be out of shape and miserable and unhealthy. You could still be eating things and intaking stuff into your body that's not beneficial to you. You could still be believing garbage that you watch on TV or that your friend circle may be saying, or other people who don't have ambition in their lives, and they're just going through the spin cycle. Realize and recognize that you've broken that in your life. And enjoy the happiness of that right now. Be thankful and be aware and proud of yourself. And ultimately enjoy this journey. But while you're on this journey, work hard. Strive. Push the needle forward. I can't wait to see each and every one of you at the top of this mountain. This has been a fantastic ride. We're just getting started. There's a lot of things that are coming down the pipeline. There's a huge amount of momentum that's happening personally for me and my business and in my industry and what's going on. And I'll kind of detail that out in this podcast a little bit here and there. But once again, I want to say thanks so much for tuning in, for listening, for giving me your time. And I hope that this has an impact on you. I hope this resonates with you somewhere and it's either encouraging or spurring you on to take the next steps in your life and to reach out to those destinations. If this conversation that you and I are going to have here with you starting by listening to me, if this inspires you, if this brings you into a place where you're like, man, I need to do something, but you don't know where you want to step off or you don't have an idea of what you want to do, reach out to me. Get in touch with me. Let's start a dialogue, like I always say, and let's see if we can't develop a couple of skill sets for you and put a vehicle, so to speak, in front of you that will help you get from where you are right now to where you want to be in the next 12 months to 24 months. Definitely get you on your way. Thanks for listening to the Trust Collab. You ready?